Well, with that, I guess we'll get right into the public hearing, which is scheduled for 4 o'clock today. I'd like to call the public hearing to order. The subject of the public hearing is moratorium on billboards. This is a public hearing, and it is being recorded. Those who wish to testify, please sign up in the back of the room. There's a sign-up sheet right back where Luong is standing. He's holding it up in the air there. If you signed up on that sheet and you don't want to speak, please cross your name off. Also on the back table, there's a staff report and pertinent materials for the public hearing. So staff is going to provide a brief presentation, and then I'll call for oral testimony. Using that sign-up sheet in the back, each person will get 3 minutes to speak. This is the first of two public hearings that we have today, so we are trying to keep this within the allotted time period. If somebody else says the exact same thing that you would have said, there's no need for you to get up and repeat the same thing over. Our next public hearing is scheduled for 5 o'clock, so let's do try to keep it brief. After our oral testimony, the public hearing record will be closed. Written comments were accepted through noon today, and no more written comments will be accepted. After our public hearing, the Planning Commission will proceed immediately to deliberate our findings and recommendation to the City Council. And with that, we'll call on staff to provide a brief presentation.
Good evening, Shelley Kurzlake, Special Counsel to the City Attorney's Office on this matter. Before you tonight is a moratorium that was passed by the City Council on May 17th of 2011. The moratorium is on the acceptance of applications for and the construction of new digital and or static billboards for up to 6 months. And this is, the purpose of this was to allow the Council to study the Planning Commission's recommendations and findings related to changes to the billboard code and to maintain the status quo while that review was pending. Tonight on your agenda, as you noted, was a public hearing for the need for the moratorium as well as the duration of the moratoria. As we discussed at your last meeting, moratoria can be for a period of up to 6 months unless a work plan is developed, which requires further study, and then it can be for a period of 1 year. The moratorium before you is for a period of 6 months as passed by the council, and you are free to review that period of time and make a recommendation to the council on the appropriateness of that. The other issue before you is for the need for the moratorium. As we discussed at your last meeting, the council believed that the need was significant in maintaining the status quo regarding the number of billboards and the fact that new billboards could be erected in certain zones in the city, and they wanted the opportunity to take a step back and to review the Planning Commission's findings and recommendations without the threat of additional billboards being added to the inventory that may be readily obsolete or made non-conforming. In your packet, you will find a draft recommendation letter as well as draft findings. Because of the short turnaround provided to you by the council in their moratorium ordinance, staff prepared findings and conclusions for your consideration, but we would anticipate that after the public testimony tonight, significant changes to those may be made, and those were provided to you in draft form and basically as a starting point. I'd be happy to answer any questions that the commission may have.
Any questions, commission? Okay, great. Shirley? No? Okay. All right, well, with that, we'll get into our... I guess we're ready, huh, Luong? Calling names off the list. First up to testify, we have Robert Hill. And after Robert, we got Russ Buffington.
I basically want to echo my remarks I made at the council meeting at which the substitute ordinance passed in regards to the non-need for an emergency. There is nothing in the record to state any basis for an emergency. I don't think anyone today is going to come up with any basis for the emergency moratorium. I'm not opposed to the moratorium. I don't think there's a need for an emergency basis. One concern I would have that I think is a way of summarizing what people have expressed, perhaps, is what seems to be the monopoly of ownership of the lease rights of Clear Channel, that if this one company didn't have the 240 five, or whatever I think it says here, out of the 250 in the city, that there'd be a little bit less magnitude of concern for one company trying to impose these digital billboards. And that concludes my remarks at this time.
Thank you. Ross Buffington. And after Ross, you got Susan Ryan.
Good evening. My name is Ross Buffington. I live at 502 South Sheridan in the shadow of the proposed digital billboard at the intersection of 6th and Sprague Avenue. And I just wanted to express my approval of the action by the City Council to impose a six-month moratorium on the billboard issue. I support that, and I hope that the Planning Commission will as well. I previously submitted comments about my opposition to digital billboards in Tacoma to the Planning Commission, so I won't repeat those. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Susan Ryan. And after Susan, Jill Jensen.
My name is Susan Ryan, and I'm here to support the moratorium as well. I believe a lot of citizens were under the impression that billboards would be leaving or were phased out, and then to learn that we're having digital ones and the size of them, I think that will surprise a lot of citizens that are not maybe as current on what's been happening. So I believe it needs more more study and thought. Thank you.
Thank you. Jill Jensen. And after Jill, Eric Bjornson.
Good afternoon. I appreciate the chance to come before you all again today and voicing my support for the moratorium and to ask that it be as long as is required and necessary to develop a very clear policy of the billboard issue and all sign regulations and how it's going to take us forward from now and forever so that we don't have to deal with this again. It's taking a huge amount of time of our council members or planning commissions, et cetera, to try to rehash all of this when we thought that it was done in the first place. So just hoping that we take the time now to process it so that it does come through as a very sound policy. I'm also going to ask you to please read the second email, which I sent to each of you. It was this afternoon, and it even says on it, please read. Because it's information that I think might be interesting for you to at least have a heads up about. Also, I would like you to recognize the fact that this hearing was just called recently and that a lot of individuals who either are working now or in a commute or picking kids up from school do not have time to come in and comment. I had asked previously at the first meeting if it might be possible to have meetings at different times so that there would be a longer comment period or more people available to do it. I understand that might not work for your schedules, but I think it puts a bit of a hardship on people who would like to comment but don't have that chance. I also talked with the TNT, and the person I spoke with said that this announcement was not in the paper, so perhaps it was, but they said it wasn't. So that's yet another way for people to hear about these meetings. And if it's not posted in the paper, then they might not look to think online. And then the last thing regarding that is that the citizens here work and have families, et cetera, and they don't have, or we don't have, a full-time staff of employees who are paid to submit requests for nonprofits and businesses to support such as Clear Channel's efforts. And when you look at the comments that are submitted, I would ask you to do that carefully and to know that we're a little outnumbered here and we still have a voice though. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Eric Bjornson, and after Eric, Britton Cervais.
Commissioners, good afternoon. My name is Eric Bjornson, 1000 North 6 North Yakima. First of all, thank you for your leadership. The situation we have today is completely different than this kind of bizarreness, this capitulation, appeasement that we had at the city council beforehand, largely based on this commission's leadership following the citizens of Tacoma. Tacoma's ready to ban digital billboards. And so I just say, keep up the great work. We're on our way. You've already seen the testimony and reviewed it. Five neighborhood councils, as well as the overarching community council of Tacoma, along with hundreds of other citizens, have urged, I think it's 95% banning digital billboards in the city of Tacoma. In response to the moratorium, assumed in every letter of the neighborhood council is, yes, a presumption that you folks will take as long as necessary to make sure that digital billboards are banned and the 97 billboard law is upheld. And as Doug Schaefer pointed out, he'll talk more today, it's changed very little since 88. And now, I'm the current chair of the North and Neighborhood Council, but prior boards before me and many members of them have been on city council, have been working on this issue for the last 25 years. That's why it's very personalized. We've been following this issue, advocating for it, from Bill Evans to Jonathan Phillips. I mean, this is one of our projects that we've worked for. So it's very important that we do that. I understand, either Walmart or tobacco companies, any multinational corporation always has some groups that they give money to try to make themselves look better. You might hear from some of those. There's always a percent that they carve off a little bit to try to improve their public image. You're going to hear some of that. But that shouldn't concern this commission. You need to, of course, keep focused on the substance of the right thing to do from a land use standpoint. We ran right into that with the Safeway issue. We had a Safeway put in Proctor, and they were going to erect a solid brick wall on Proctor Street. We fought that for a while. We said, no, they shouldn't be able to do that. And they go, well, we're going to give $2,500 for some artists and things. So some artists were kind of talking to us and go, no, we have to make this on the merits. And so we did, and we got a better result. So I'd ask for you guys just to focus on that. Nonprofits are going to do fine in Bellingham and Seattle, Maine, of other states and cities where digital billboards have been banned, and they will continue to do so. So keep up the great work. Enter a 6-month moratorium tonight, and thanks again.
Thank you. Britton, Suvais, and after Britton, Brian Jacobs.
Hi, I'm Britton Suki's 1617 Division Avenue, number 12. You guys have done a great job. I read the recommendation letter, and that is perfect. Whatever amount of time you guys need to do that, 6 months, if you need to extend it to a year, you need to rewrite that code completely and start from scratch, whatever is necessary to do to ban those billboards and to cut down on the amount of billboards that are non-conforming currently. Thanks again for your hard work, and I know you guys are going to do the right thing. Thanks.
Thank you. Brian Jacobs, and after Brian, Richard Frederick.
Good afternoon, commissioners. I'm here today to support the moratorium passed by the City Council on May 17th on any new billboard permits construction within the City of Tacoma. At this point in the process, I would feel that the Planning Commission should take all the necessary time allotted by the moratorium, or even longer if required, to focus on three critical issues on this three aspects of this critical issue. Number one, the development of an ordinance that outright bans all electronic digital billboards on-premise and off-premise within the City of Tacoma. Two, the Planning Commission should also revisit the 1997 billboard ordinance to provide clarity and ensure that it can withstand any legal challenges, such as ones initiated by Clear Channel. But at the same time, the original intent of the 1997 billboard ordinance, which reduces the overall footprint within the city limits, should remain intact with the obvious addition of prohibiting digital billboards. Three, that any revision or creation of ordinances concerning billboards should take a holistic view of how this fits within a general plan and vision of the city, not just to satisfy a harmful and misguided settlement agreement. The vast majority of Tacomans, who you've heard from a lot of, support banning electronic digital billboards, and do so with one very simple reason. We want to improve our city. allowing digital billboards goes in a wrong direction, does not fit within the vision of a better Tacoma, does not fit in a basic premise that we should make our streets as safe as possible to drive, bike, and walk down. And with the light and noise pollution as produced, they certainly do not improve the lives of our fellow citizens. We are proud of our city, and we should be. We want to keep it on the right path. Digital billboards does not fit within this vision and has no place within our city. There are many various nonprofit organizations that have received reduced or pro bono rates on Clear Channel, and you'll hear about that. In the following weeks, I would hope these organizations take the time to independently review all the facts in the situation, especially how the city gave Clear Channel 10 years to come into compliance with the 1997 ordinance, which they simply ignored, actually purchased additional non-conforming billboard assets from other companies, and then sued once the city started to enforce this ordinance, basically attempting to hold our city hostage in order to improve their bottom line. Now, the proposed settlement agreement, mostly written by lawyers representing Clear Channel, was reached behind closed doors with no public knowledge or discussion, or little public knowledge or discussion, disappointingly to the urging of our city officials who simply wanted to push this through. And the organization should also keep in mind that reduced rates are most certainly short term. Clear Channel is in the middle of a fierce public debate here in Tacoma. Their image is not good, nor should it be based on their actions. I'm certain that these benefits provided to these organizations are simply an attempt to prove their public image and manipulate the city council by providing false sense of public good. In conclusion, I do applaud your recent recommendation to the city council that digital billboards have no place in the city. Thank you.
Thank you. Richard Frederick, and after Richard, Olivia Libbins.
I'd very briefly, I think all my points have probably been made, but I just would urge the council to not only follow through with the moratorium, but then to totally ban these in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Olivia Lippins, and after Olivia, Anderson Gibson.
Good afternoon, Chairman Doty, members of the commission. My name is Olivia Lippins. I'm the president of Clear Channel Outdoor, 3601 6th Avenue South. Thinking about what I wanted to talk to you about today, I decided that I wanted to focus on the moratorium, not the multiple nonprofits who we've had decades-long relationships with who have written in to talk about what billboards have done for them, or the fact that we've done business ourselves and through our predecessors in Tacoma for over 100 years, or that we've been a member of the Chamber of Commerce for 35 years, or that we are a union shop that has 117 and 242 with half of my employees representing unions, or the fact that half of my employees are based in Tacoma and Pierce County. Instead, we're going to focus on the moratorium. We understand the city's desire to take a step back and evaluate whether or not their position in implementing new technology in Tacoma makes sense. However, there is no moratorium that's needed to prevent the construction of digital billboards, since the current code does not allow for them to be built. The question is why the Planning Commission would endorse a moratorium on traditional signage. This is an undue restriction on business. The moratorium effectively prevents Clear Channel from exercising their property rights with the permits we currently hold for continued relocation and construction of signs. In essence, the city would be asserting a taking over these privately owned assets without compensation by prolonging the moratorium. Frankly, the longer the moratorium is in place, the more exposure the city has relative to the 169 banked credits that we hold. The moratorium also prevents Clear Channel from conducting routine maintenance on our existing signs required by OSHA and other regulatory bodies. Every day the moratorium is in effect, it creates additional potential exposure for the city. Due to these constraints, time is of the essence. Extending the evaluation beyond the settlement agreement will result in returning to litigation, but it also opens the city up to additional issues. The City of Tacoma has had many years to evaluate the digital technology, and we've been discussing it for nearly 3 years. This technology is in virtually every state in the Union. In fact, digital has widespread use throughout the City of Tacoma. It's on-premise signs, it's used by WashDOT on our freeways and highways, it's even used by the City of Tacoma itself to promote the city-owned Tacoma Dome, except their digital is a full-motion video, which is not what we're proposing. Clearly, Tacoma does not have an issue with the technology of digital. They have an issue with who has the right to use it. The more delays that the Planning Commission puts on this process, the higher the likelihood is that this gets pushed back to litigation. I respectfully say to the Commission, explore this moratorium and your feasibility on this technology, but it will not change the August 15th deadline. Thank you.
Thank you. Anders Ibsen? Ibsa? And after Anders, Beverly Ibsen.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Thank you very much for making the time. I'm Anders Ibsen, here to speak in favor of the moratorium and in general in favor of the 1997 ordinance. We live at 2702 North Proctor, and I'm also on the North End Neighborhood Council. Now, over the past couple weeks and frankly months that this has been an issue, you've heard a lot from people about the policy angle and the community angle. This is something that the community clearly does not want. The vast majority of our community has spoken against this encroachment by these visual blights in our community. And in a moment, you'll probably hear from Doug Schaefer about the clear legal nature of this matter. This is a clearly constitutional law that we're dealing with, the 1997 ordinance. I'm not a lawyer myself, but I've taken basic con law, and I know for a fact that there is no infringement on free speech by these regulations. This is a clear time, place, manner restriction with no infringement on constitutional matters. But what I'd really like to talk about is really the political ramifications, the precedent, if you will, about what would happen if the worst were to occur and we caved into Clear Channel's demands. What were to happen if every time the city passed a decent policy that took years to put in place, that we repeal them and back down every time a lawsuit-happy out-of-state corporation reared its head and said, we don't want to comply and follow your law? We'd have anarchy. We would lose our cherished assets, our quality of life would be threatened, and it would undermine the very fabric of the rule of law. I really commend you guys for the good work you're doing on this. The moratorium is a great first step towards a hopeful, eventual long-term goal of retaining our 1997 reasonable ordinance, and I encourage you to keep up the good work you're doing and commend you for all you've done. Thank you.
Thank you. Beverly Ibsen, and after Beverly, Tricia DeDome? Sorry, I'm having a hard time. Go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, Commissioners. I live at 2702 North Proctor, and I don't have a lot to add to what's already been said in favor of the moratorium and in favor, more importantly, of the ordinance that the moratorium addresses. I did want to go on record for myself as saying that I do support the moratorium in that I feel that it may be necessary to clarify the ordinance so that we can be sure that the city is on firm legal ground. But I have read the comments of Doug Schaefer on this, and I expect as well that he will have something to contribute to this. I do think that the city is in the right in defending their ordinance. I hope that they will, and that they will accept your recommendations and the recommendations of the Citizens Against Digital Billboards, and in general, the recommendations of the citizens in favor of the original ordinance. I don't think Clear Channel is in the right here. I don't think they have clean hands. Their purchase of non-conforming billboards, having notice of this ordinance in advance of that purchase, is itself, to me, a sign of their bad faith. So I would hope that bad faith is not rewarded by undoing aspects of our ordinance that were enacted with this council and with the approval of the citizens. And I would also hope that they're not rewarded for the bad faith that I feel that they've shown by giving them digital billboards, which will, as we've heard from many citizens, cause problems with light pollution and possible distractions for drivers. So thank you for your work on this, and I also thank the leadership of the various neighborhood councils and also Doug Schaefer as well for his comprehensive memorandum on this. Thank you.
Thank you. Tricia Dion? Devon? Tricia, is there a Tricia? Hi, Tricia. After Tricia, Eric Heller.
My name is Tricia Dion. I live at 1240 South Washington Street. I'm also the chair of the Central Neighborhood Council. I'd like to express support for the moratorium. I think it'll give time to step back, look at it as a policy instead of going through it as a code. change just based off of a lawsuit. The in including it in the annual amendments for next year, I know you guys discussed this, I think would be a good idea as well. It would give great opportunity for public comment and for the City Council, the Planning Commission, and public to work together to form a code that we all really want and not one that is based off of a lawsuit. With that code, I would like to state that we continue to support removal of all non-conforming billboards and not allowing digital billboards in Tacoma. On a personal note, we have not discussed this as a neighborhood council, so this is from my viewpoint. The moratorium should be extended to on-site signage as well until that can be looked at, because it's all the same issues come about with light, distraction, and safety. Thank you.
Thank you. Eric Heller, after Eric Harlan Shoup.
Hey, my name is Eric Heller. I live at 2511 North 11th Street in Tacoma. I think everybody's pretty much said everything that I would like to say. Just coming on record saying that I do support the letter that you guys gave to the City Council recommending the moratorium. I think that's a great example of democracy working. The people have spoken out, you listened, you passed that on to the City Council, and I think that's a really, really cool thing to actually have some democracy work and see the government listening to the people. And I'd like to see that going forward so that the government continues to listen to us rather than listen to the corporate interests. Other than that, I pretty much agree with everybody else with what they've said. Thank you.
Thank you. Harlan Shoup, after Harlan, Doug Schaefer.
Yeah, I wanted to just state my in favor of being in favor of the moratorium. And I guess I had a question, too. I had a friend of mine from out of state ask or comment about Tacoma having a weak sign code, as he observed the city. And so who then changes the sign code itself? I mean, is that your job or is that the City Council?
That's our job as a commission to recommend a change to the City Council.
Okay. So I guess I would just ask us to look at that again and say what it is that we really want to see our city look like. And it feels like it's a little overboard with too many commercial signs on the horizon. So thank you.
Thank you. Doug Schaefer, and after Doug, Adrian Mordhorst.
Thank you. My name is Doug Schaefer. I live at 1202 South Tyler Street in Tacoma. And I emphasize in Tacoma because twice now I've heard Ms. Lippens give her address as 3906 6th Avenue South, but she never says in Seattle. She kind of just gives a street address and leaves some people possibly thinking that they have an office in Tacoma, but that apparently is not the case. First, I want to thank you very sincerely, very, very emphatically for your very strongly written report that you issued on May 18 and the findings associated with that. I've sent an email to planning staff, and I provided copies of you this morning, because it appears to me that most of the billboards in the city were probably rendered nonconforming in 1988, the 1992 ordinance, which revised the billboard code in 1992, appears by its terms to prohibit all billboards in the city. The 1998 code that I got from the Tacoma Public Library, January 1998 edition, does not expressly permit billboards anywhere. None of those codes or ordinances prior to the City Council's action a couple of weeks ago on May 17 contained any definition of digital billboard or electronic billboard or anything along those lines. We know that sometime after 1998, apparently conventional billboards were expressly permitted in four zoning districts, C2, M1, M2, and the Port Industrial PMI. it's not at all, so clearly billboards are permitted. It's not at all clear in the existing code that the city could refuse to allow Clear Channel to erect a digital billboard in those four zones that presently are zoned for billboards. It's pretty clear that they could not convert a non-conforming billboard into a digital billboard, the 197, but the 60 or so that are conforming right now, I think they would have at least a strong argument that they could convert them into digital, because there's nothing in the existing code. So I think the moratorium is essential. This process has brought about a lot of eye-opening about the public health and safety exposure from digital billboards designed to attract a driver's attention. There's a pending study underway by the Federal Highway Administration. We don't know when that will be released. There will be other commentary. I think 6 months is the minimum necessary for a thorough investigation. And I'm suspecting that your staff is overwhelmed with what's gone on, so a little more breathing time would be beneficial for them. Thank you.
Thank you. Andrew Mordhorst. After Andrew, William Osborne.
Afternoon, gentlemen. I'm here to speak in favor of the moratorium on the digital billboards and also reducing the existence of billboards within the community. The representative for Clear Channel did mention that they've been here for over 100 years. Well, there's a lot of things that have been here for 100 years, but they're outmoded, they're outdated, they are obsolete. Digital billboards are also a representation of the static billboards, which, as far as I'm concerned, are obsolete. They're used to attract your attention to issues, but being a monopoly, as Clear Channel is, I wonder if a second view of a particular issue might be brought about on their billboards if they'd like that to happen. I can express also a personal experience with an issue that of the distraction of drivers. I was headed home from a South Tacoma Neighborhood Council meeting, crossing 56th and Puget Sound. A driver distracted, pulled in front of me. I hit the individual. I had the green light. And so the driver decided he didn't want to stick around and left. So I was a victim of a hit and run accident. But as rewatching the image in my head of this driver in my headlights, he was not paying attention to the road at all. He was not watching the vehicles to either side or the vehicles stopped at South Tacoma Way and 56. His eyes were diverted up to a digital billboard, which is a small one, but it's on Promax building, which is always flashing, changing images, advertising all the businesses in the South Tacoma area. He was completely distracted by this image. I'm sadly that my vehicle did receive some damage, so my insurance rates will go up. If a distracted driver might end up T-boning an accident, that places even more damage to a possible vehicle or even possible death within that accident. That's a possibility. I want you to be aware of that. Also, the issues of bringing about more billboards, I think it's the wrong thing to do. So if you can support this, the moratorium, in fact, remove billboards because it's outdated. Thank you.
Thank you. William Osborne. After William, Patricia Menzies.
Good evening, Commissioners. My name is William Osborne. I live at 922 South Pine Street. I am a member of the Central Neighborhood Council, but tonight I speak on my own behalf as a citizen who cares about the future of Tacoma and its appearance. By regulation, consistent with city policy, the city established its position in 1997 that billboards were not welcome. They're not welcome now. The city has been moving, consistent with the Growth Management Act and its land use policies, toward built environments that support placemaking based on people based on Main Street principles, that the interesting things about our community are the activities that people share amongst each other, and not the Wall Street principles of advancing the lowest common denominator of mass marketing to the detriment of our shared public spaces, of which billboards take up quite a bit of our visual environment. Billboards, whether electronic or otherwise, in violation of or not in violation of code, maintained or not maintained, I've seen many examples where they are not maintained, these are for a car-dominated environment of the future. That, for over 15 years, the city and its citizens have demonstrated that this is not the future of Tacoma. That's not what Tacoma is about, and it's certainly not what we're going to be about in the future. Tacoma staff need at least 6 months to research, draft, revise, and propose code amendments. I suggest that 12 months is a more reasonable timeline to get something to the council for adoption, because I think there's going to be a lot of participation. We will, as citizens, demand that. And I suspect that there will be some compromise on the horizon, but I think as citizens, we're not going to want to see that. We're going to hold firm to the vision of the city of Tacoma, as expressed in its planning documents and its current regulations. Tacoma's mixed-use centers and their success in the future as people places will be guaranteed by strengthening prohibitions against freestanding signage to include billboards of any kind. Thank you.
Thank you. Patricia Menzies, after Patricia R.X. Anderson, or R.X.R. Anderson.
Patricia. Good afternoon. My name is Patricia Menzies. I live at 615 South Grant up on the hilltop. I didn't think I was going to make it tonight, so I did send an email in earlier, but there are a few other things that I'd like to add to that email. First off, as Andy mentioned a few minutes ago, there are lots of things that existed 100 years ago that we have outgrown. They're outdated. I believe billboards are one of those. It seemed like a good idea at the time. So did whaling. There's lots of communities in our country that exist without billboards. They banned them a long time ago, and somehow their businesses have survived. But I'd like to address that part. There's a lot of people, a lot of local businesses, a lot of nonprofits which use these billboards. What I would propose is to have a roundtable with citizens and these businesses to figure out how can we help them get their message out without having to plaster it on a great big sign that is distracting or ugly. Some people thought they were a good idea. I wasn't around back then, believe it or not. So the other thing is, as we come to a greater awareness of what we want in our communities, there are things, there are industries, there are jobs that disappear. But other jobs get created. How are we going to get these messages out? I don't know, but somebody's going to have to do it. That's going to be a job. And it's going to be a job that is sustainable, that is environmentally friendly, that works with local businesses. And I'll add a little note here. I really don't care much whether McDonald's gets their message out, because they can do it on TV and everybody knows that there's a McDonald's on this corner and a Burger King over there. I'm concerned about our local businesses and our nonprofits, who we want to know what they're up to. We want to know what they have to offer us. And I'm a big supporter of local. I'm supporting the Tacoma Food Co-op. That's going to be a place that they can advertise. Our local businesses can advertise, and we're going to be promoting those. They'll find, I believe, as we step forward, they're not going to need to put their stuff up on a billboard. And we can have those billboards disappear quietly without harming our local businesses. In fact, they will be helped, because Tacoma will be a more beautiful place to live. Thank you very much.
Thank you. RX Anderson, RXR Anderson. And next, Janie Chase.
Hello. Good morning. I am R.R. Anderson, political cartoonist, and I've actually had a change of heart. I'm here to speak in favor of Clear Channel and against this ridiculous moratorium. Dear sheeple, Clear Channel has been here for over 100 years, much like the lead and arsenic poisoning our earth beneath our feet from this copper smelter. They've been creating apathy and depressing property values for over a decade, and which makes it easier to destroy historical buildings and put up cheaper, faster condominium projects. We can borrow money from our mom to get those built. And as a political cartoonist, hopeless people with no prospect of the future are much easier to manipulate. And this is a benefit in my field and Ms. Lupin's field. So let's keep Tacoma crappy and let's keep billboards in our neighborhoods. And also, organ donors. You know, organs don't fall from the sky. They come from traffic accidents. And this company has been causing traffic accidents and saving lives by making it easier for our organs to be harvested. Guys, I'm talking, please. Civility. And furthermore, she will sue your pants off if you keep this billboard moratorium going. And she will sue you. She will sue you. You. She will sue everyone in this room. Will I be sued? Everyone's being sued, okay? Except for me, because I'm for Clear Channel. I love monoculture and monopolies. It's good for business. I'm a capitalist. They Azarco, they've been poisoning the earth. I got that one. Destroying buildings, apathy. Constitutions matter. They're mattering right now. They're going to matter tomorrow. And constitutions are going to matter all over your faces. And we're going to sue you. And, that's all. God bless.
Thank you. Janie Chase. After Janie... Carrie T.G.?
I apologize. I won't be as entertaining as R.R. Thank you, members of the Planning Commission, for the opportunity to testify on Ordinance Number 27982 that was adopted by the City Council on May 17th, which put in place this emergency moratorium. I'm here today to support your work to develop findings and recommendations for submittal to the City Council regarding the emergency moratorium. My testimony is as a citizen of Tacoma, a tax-paying business owner employing 5 individuals, a former advertising executive at JRay, which utilized the Clear Channel billboards, and as an individual whose future inheritance is in billboards, my family actually leases billboards to Clear Channel. I'd like to start with a statement to submit as a finding, and I brought my findings for you to submit as research. You can't zap it, you can't ignore it, it sneaks up on you and gets you when you're not looking. Outdoor is right there, day and night, lurking, waiting for another ambush.
Kind of like arsenic.
RR. These are not the words of a bitter anti-billboard activist, and given my biography as a former advertising executive with a personal stake in the future of the billboard industry, given that my family owns them and leases them to Clear Channel, you can imagine that I am not a bitter billboard, anti-billboard activist. These are actually the words of the Outdoor Advertising Association of America. This is the way they view their own industry. It may surprise you that I'm not here to testify and provide findings to support Clear Channel today, given that my future revenue in my family's business is in this field. But instead, I'm here to request that you maintain the moratorium until an agreement is reached whereby Clear Channel pays its current fines that it owes to the city of Tacoma, almost reaching $33 million at this point. And a ban on digital billboards is adopted by the city of Tacoma, as has been the wisdom of many other cities, including the city where the president of Clear Channel resides, Clear Channel Outdoor, who's here with us today, which is in Seattle. These are the very cities like Seattle that compete for Tacoma for the relocations of businesses like Russell Investments and small businesses like my own. These decisions are made by well-educated executives who desire to live close to where they work with their families in a healthy community. As a business owner in Tacoma, myself, I desire the same for my family and employees. That's why I'm willing to say how much profit is enough profit to the industry that benefits my own family and has shaped my own career. You can imagine what my family must be thinking that I'm testifying against them.
Please conclude.
Thank you. To that end, I'm submitting Clear Channel's revenues for 2011, which show they've increased by 7%. All of that increase has been in digital billboards. To me, it doesn't make sense that our city council is not only willing to negate the $33 million in fines from their illegal billboards, but also willing to reward that bad behavior with digital billboards that other cities are banning. Here are all the materials I support for that.
Thank you. I think it's Carrie Teej.
Carl.
Sorry, Carl.
I like a Chinese martial art, like Tai Chi. But anyway, I think the real issue here is the moratorium is to try and give the Planning Commission more time and the planning staff to do what probably should have been done before this thing started down the road. And it will also give time for more thorough and better public participation. I remember I was on the Planning Commission for 6 years back in the 80s when we dealt with billboards. And I always remember Ackerley's people being down here and the vice president coming in. And basically what I saw him selling us or trying to sell us was that they could get rid of their non-economic signs for signs that they thought were more economic. And that was basically what I saw, and a lot of that still got through the council. But, you know, back then we were looking at everybody thought they were ugly. I don't think that today when I give my second opinion that they're still ugly is going to help much, but the idea of electronic is like, I just got back from Las Vegas. There's not a place that doesn't have sound or light. And when you start putting these things in the neighborhood on the top of buildings in Old Town, Proctor, 6th Avenue, what do you really get? And, you know, it's coming to be that it looks like that this continuation of the process of the print billboards is leading to their obsolescence. And now they want the new form that they want us to live with. One of the reasons that a lot of the push to annex some areas and get some more control from Pierce County is when you looked at Meridian and you looked at Pacific Avenue, you saw just tons of ugly signage. And that is a real distraction to a neighborhood and its comfortableness. You know, we've got some great neighborhoods here, but if you just look at what happens with the way things change, look at the Sunday and Saturday papers. They have actually just a couple of pages of real estate now. It used to be full of it. It used to be full of all of the rental properties. You know, the media's changed to where probably 90-95% of the real estate information comes from the internet now. And what you're finding is you just want the most distracting, gaudy looking thing that will bring your eyes to it and hope that they can make money on it for some time in the future. But I think you really need to also look at how many of these leases have really expired, how many of them are really economic to the owners of the properties, and is this going to evaporate? When they say we got to save 200 signs or 100 signs or 150 signs by doing this many electronic. I doubt you're going to find that many of them really were going to go away because of a new ordinance and not go away just because of poor economics.
Thank you. Juan, do we have any more sign up? That's the last of the sign-ups that I had for the public hearing. Is there anyone else who wishes to come forward and testify? Please state your name and address, affiliation.
My name is Glenn Sukes. Britton Sukes is my son. I live on the south side, 6712 East McKinley. I also own a small business, Keys Investigations. I just wanted to say that the billboards are very ugly. When I first moved here in 99, I had trouble getting my friends from Seattle to come down. Why would I want to come to Tacoma? And they're beginning to come down. You got the LeMay Museum starting to open up. You got the Rainiers, although I have problems with the parking there, Planning Commission. I do think that the new stadium, the museums, the arts community that's beginning to thrive is the direction we want to go. And 100 years ago, Tacoma was gritty Tacoma. We're beginning to have a classy Tacoma, and that's the way it should be. I support the moratorium, and I'd like you to eventually get rid of all billboards. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to testify? Okay, seeing none, I'd like to thank everyone for their testimony today, for testifying, and with that, we'll close the public hearing.